Okay, so our house blog number three, renovation.
Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think, and follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job, man.
Thanks.
So we talked about the downstairs last time, and we'll link that here. But now we're going to talk about the upstairs. So one great feature that first drew us in when we saw the house was our very wide and very broad stairway.
Yes, one of the best parts of the house.
As soon as you open the door, you see this very wide stairway. It's got to be, I don't know, like 4 feet wide. It's real big.
Yeah.
You can go up and down at the same time.
Whoa, yeah, Richmond, I know, right? House? Unbelievable.
But at the top of the stairs, we have one closet, one of two closets that aren't in a bedroom from the whole house.
This is Michael's favorite thing.
No, seriously. This closet, you know, it's right next to the bathroom, so it's got all our bathroom stuff and a couple of the supplies. But when we first got it, it's just, you know, a bunch of pieces of wood that are sitting there. In this closet is just completely falling apart. The inside is all plaster and lath, like the rest of the house. And the corners were just cracking. If you, like, put a shelf in or put something on the shelves, you could hear things fall into the walls. I mean, it was bad.
This seems like so minimal, but it really was in like awful shape.
Yeah. So my dad, who's a very detail-oriented person,
yes,
and has some experience doing stuff on houses, came over and he spent like
forever,
and he, more than one time he came over to plaster over the wall,
patch all the holes,
and then to sand it down, to repatch, and all that. And honestly, like, after it was painted white, it's, like, my favorite space in the whole house.
Which is hysterical, because it's this teeny little, like, landing space closet, but it really did make a humongous difference.
And it's so functional once it's all finished and cleaned out.
He talks about this closet all the time. What a random thing to start with.
Yeah.
Anyways, that made Michael really happy. What made me really happy was redoing the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So the upstairs bathroom, we weren't going to really touch the upstairs at all, except for painting. But the upstairs bathroom had this like gross, like McDonald's tile.
Mm-hmm.
Can you visualize what that is? Like,
it's like
we'll
a deep
include some
red
pictures.
Floor tile and like a yellowish, peachish.
Ugh. It was so gross. So I thought, like, okay, let's just take the tile off of the wall and it would make it so much better. And so much like how I was just going to check the carpet in the office, if you listened to our last one, I was just going to just take off just the tile. And we started trying to take the tile off of the walls and ended up making an enormous hole in the wall because it was like impossible. It was like on there with concrete.
Yeah, it looked like
it was
concrete.
Crazy.
Concrete was mounted onto the plaster, and then they put tile over that. So if you tried to take the tile off, you still had a lip that stuck out from the wall that was
concrete. Yeah.
So at that point, we're like, well, let's just do it all. So,
well, we had our contractor look at it and asked him, like, what is going on here? And he was like, kind of looks like you guys are going to have to completely gut the bathroom.
Yeah.
And so if you want the tile gone. And we had already made this massive hole in the wall and had, like, broken a lot of the tile trying to do it. So we went for it.
And the also benefit of that is part of what was on the original ceiling in the downstairs was a little water stain that was an older stain.
True.
But something our contractor, David, pointed out and said, hey, one other benefit of this is that we can actually, if
check
we do got it, we can check all the plumbing and just replace anything that needs to be worked on.
I think another huge benefit of gutting the upstairs bathroom, too, was that there was a radiator in
mm-hmm.
it. I mean, and it's a teeny bathroom. For it to be the only, like, you know, full bath in the house, it was really small. And there was a radiator that you, like, was right in the way. And so we decided to remove that and put in heated floors, which has to have
amazing.
Been. I mean, it has to have been one of the best decisions.
When we wake up in the morning, the floor is just warm.
Toasty on your toes.
Yeah.
It's so lovely. and so our contractors gutted that for us just because it was another huge project and we had just done all the plaster and lath downstairs and this tile and concrete and flooring was just insanely put
in.
And
we'd also owned the house at this point for like 4 months almost.
Yeah.
And we were just like buying the house. We were tired and wanted to move in, you know, so.
And they gutted it in like hours.
Right,
so
yeah, they were done in a day.
Professionals.
Yeah.
And so they did that, and then we ended up having them tile it too, which we probably could have done. We did the tiling, like the backsplash in the kitchen, and then the tile in our office floor. But again, we just wanted it to be done. So we put in new floor tile under, with the heated floors underneath, and then new tile around the bathtub and
the original bathtub.
Gosh, it made such. Yeah, Michael wanted to keep the original bathtub.
Yeah.
I'm still not sure why we did that.
It's a massive tub. You can sit in it. It's like a soaker tub that's like, you know, into the wall. It's bigger than normal tubs.
Okay.
It is. It's much bigger.
He loves it. I don't know why, but I let him have it. I was the one that made us redo the bathroom, so I figured he can keep the tub. We did do a new sink. There was just like a pedestal sink in there, so we picked one that had like a little bit of counter space,
mm-hmm.
which
Wayfair.
Yeah,
it's free shipping. In case you didn't know,
Michael loves commercials.
Yeah,
which the you know the new sink like did eat into our space a bit, but I think it was worth it to be able to have a little bit of counter.
Yeah.
So that was the bathroom.
Yeah. And then it's just two bedrooms, one on each side from the top of the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
So the side of the bathroom's on is where Niles' room, so a slightly smaller bedroom. And we didn't do anything except for build in a reading nook on the window there.
We put a little window. I found a picture on Pinterest of this like adorable kid's room with like a little reading nook window seat. And I showed it to Michael. And in true Michael form, he was like, let's do that right now. Which was actually really easy,
mm-hmm.
adding the window seat into the dormer space. We did, I think we used all, like, reclaimed wood. Like, I don't think we had to buy anything for that project.
No, that's all stuff we had.
Which was great. And it went up really quick.
Yeah.
We still need to paint it.
Right. We had to finish it. But, yeah, that was the only thing we did in that room. And like most projects, when Laura sees something, you know, and I just, like, I want to just do things. So.
I text him a picture, and he says, let's do it right now.
Right. And that's how we live our lives.
That's pretty much true. And then in our bedroom, it had the same, like, teeny little closet. And so my sister came over, who helped us kind of outline our whole house, if you listen to our last one.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing. She walked through the house with us, and she walked into our master bedroom. I showed her the closet and was like, eh, this is kind of a bummer, but whatever, we'll figure it out. And she was like, why don't you just build a closet? And I was like, can you do that? You can just like add a closet to your room? And she was like, yeah, of course, like, you know, put the wall here. And she showed us what it should look like, and Michael just built us a closet.
Yeah.
Well, with my dad's help.
Dad's help. And so basically what it did, it took the small closet that's not a walk-in closet. It's just like you open the door and there's a pole there and that's all that's hanging
like
there.
Like
real small.
1 by 2 feet.
Yeah.
So small.
And then next to that on the other wall that faces the front of the house, there's the dormer, and underneath where the window, or to the right
roof.
Of the window, there's space where
the roof
just
dips.
Storage. Yeah, where
yeah.
the roof dips. So we basically built a wall around those two and made that into one closet.
So now we have like a walk-in closet where we would have had this like teeny tiny little space, and that it was a game changer.
Yeah, and we had already Marie Kondo'd our clothes. So if you don't know who Marie Kondo is, highly recommended. But so we already had like lost half of the clothes that we had ourselves to fit in this smaller space.
True.
But it was.
We have so much room in there now, which
is amazing.
Awesome.
Just walking into that and being able to, you know, like all our suitcases for when we travel is all. Behind all our clothes there, there's just, it's like ample storage, you know, it's like extra.
For a teeny little house, we do have a great amount of storage space, and one of the reasons is because of this closet that Michael and my dad built, so that's great.
Yeah.
And then the last thing that we did upstairs was we just bought a couple of pieces of furniture to refinish, so Michael was great about, like, looking at Facebook Marketplace and finding really cheap furniture pieces, which we bought a ton of. Our TV console was a piece of reclaimed furniture, a bar cart, our kitchen table, and then we bought two dressers for our bedroom that we stripped the paint off of and refinished. And I think they turned out really good.
I think they turned out very good.
We tried to strip the paint and refinish, like leave it wood for one of them, and I don't think it turned out that great. So we painted it white. And
yeah,
I think
like
it
last
was...
week. So we're still
we like
working
a
on
project,
things.
Friends. but I think it turned out really well.
Yeah,
okay.
I think that's the whole upstairs.
That's upstairs. If you have any questions about what we did or need suggestions, let us know.
Yay!